I am Valérie Jumessy, and I am a French entrepreneur. I'm based in Paris. My parents are Cameroonian. I'm the artistic director of our family business, which is called Upgrade Agency. And I am also a consultant in image and a creativity coach. I co-host a podcast with my three sisters and my mother. It is called Les Jumes Podcast. I have always been fascinated by the human potential. For me, it is so important to, as a woman and as a man, to be able to realize our dreams. So welcome in mine. It's Amulette Podcast. It's a 10-minute bubble of courage in French and in English, where I will be talking everything vulnerability, authenticity, and freedom. So make yourself comfortable. Welcome in my dream. This is Amulette Podcast. Hello, hello, and welcome in this new episode of Amulette Podcast. I am Valérie, and I will be your host for the next 10-ish minutes. We will be talking about everything, vulnerability and intimacy and freedom, and I'm really happy to have you today. I hope you're doing well, by the way. So, today, I want to explore another subject with you and a choice that I made in my life in order to change it. Recently, I realized that I was so mad when I woke up in the morning because I was just mad. I wanted to sleep more and it was annoying for me to have to wake up.
I'm so tired.
Even though I was sleeping enough, like 8 hours of sleep a night, I was like, ugh, I have to wake up and to dress and to take a shower and to brush my teeth and then to go to work and then to manage people, and I'm tired. It's a lot of work to have to be a manager because you have a lot of solicitation, and even though it's your job, it's like it can be really tiring. So I was like, ugh, I don't want to do this. And I realized that it was kind of a shitty mood to have in the morning, especially when I am always talking about, oh, be thankful for the things that you have in your life, blah, blah, blah. And me in my own life, I wake up and I'm pissed. So I decided to just add something into my morning routine, which I'd rather call a ritual because I think that I love the word better and I feel like there is more magical connotation in it. So I decided to add the practice of counting 10 things for which I was grateful for right after I opened my eyes. It is life-changing. Let me explain to you why. Basically, first of all, most of the time before I did that, I used to wake up and actually do the same but a negative way. So counting all the stuff that were gonna go wrong in my life in the day and all the obstacles and the challenges that I might have to face that are gonna be painful. So I was doing this already, but subconsciously without any control of my thoughts, and it was not helping me. So I decided to just rewire my brain and to try to change this habit and to install thoughts that were more beneficial for myself. I want you to remember, and I will keep on saying that in this podcast, but because it's so important to know that, and once you know it, then your life is different because you understand your brain better. But your brain is plastic and malleable, which means that you can change the connections that you have in your brain. Not really sure that you can suppress the connections because it's really sometimes hardwired, but you can install new connections that are more helping to you. And knowing that is great because it means that you are not stuck with what you think. Thinking is a choice. Your thoughts are a choice. So you can decide to change the thoughts that you have if you think that are not helpful for you. You can decide to see the world differently if you think that the way you see the world is not helping you. Let's say you have more of a negative way of seeing life. Everything is dark. The world is going to shit. There are protests outside. People are being killed. We have the COVID, like a lot of negative stuff. That is true. I mean, those are facts. It's happening. I'm not trying to deny your reality and the reality that we are living in. What I'm trying to tell you is that you can change the way you're gonna see the world. It means that instead of being into that confirmation bias where you only retain information that are gonna confirm the things that you already think, and you're just not gonna look at other proof proves that maybe there are other ways to see the world. It's a psychological bias in your brain. So to know that means that you can just be a little bit more active in the way you see things. Okay, there are stuff negative going on, but there are also beautiful stuff. And if the world don't make them at the front page, it's your job to find those positive things, positive traits, and to make sure that this information is going straight to you. So then you are surrounded by information that are more helpful and more positive if you want to change the way you see the world. And let me be clear, it's not because you are positive that you're gonna forget or lose your drive to change the world and the inequalities and the injustice. It's not that. I think you can do it with a positive mindset, because at the end, negativity leads to stress and cortisol and norepinephrine, which are useful molecule in your body because you need them at some point, but in the long run it won't help you, it won't help your health. And you cannot fight and you cannot be an activist and you cannot help the world if you are in a bad shape. So positivity, I think, is one of the key, without being all kumbaya shit, but really like choosing the way you want to think. And you can do that every morning by counting 10 things for which you are grateful. So it can be things from yesterday or things that are going to happen in the day, whatever. You need to have the first thing that you're going to think is going to be positivity, because your brain is going to be like a machine. It's going to wake up and do the things that it used to know. Know that you have between 60 to 70,000 thoughts in a day. Can you think about that? Like, it's crazy. And I think it's between 80 to 90% of the thoughts that you are having today, you already have them yesterday, which means that you are already in a pattern of thinking the same thing every day. So if it's positive, that's good for you. Keep on going, keep on doing that. I salute you and I actually envy you a little bit. If it's negative like me, then you need to put the work. Put the work to help your mental health better, to help the chemical in your body be less stress-induced. You need to do the work, because if not, you're going to be trapped in a negative spiral and then it's complicated. And after 35, when you're turning 35, then it's really, really hard to change those patterns. It doesn't mean that it's not possible. It just means that it's so hardwired that you need more energy to do so. So I do that every day now. And I also add it at the nights, because I want to make sure I never forget to be grateful for the life that I'm living. I really want to be a spirit of joy. That's what I want to be. I want to be all bubbly and happy and thankful and full of love, knowing that I am also really like anchor, and I know that there are hard things and I am conscious of a lot of things, not everything, but I'm conscious. Like, it's not like I'm gonna be flying because I think the world is like such a, we are in a fairy tale. It's not, but I need that. I really need that, because I know I'm gonna be able to do my job so much better, so much better. And then just have fun. Because what? I'm going to be waking up every day and being crying because I know that what's going on in the world is so terrible. I don't want that. I don't want that. I'm tired of that. And I feel like I've been doing that for too long. And I feel like there are too many people who are doing that. And I think you can be helpful if you are happy. And it's actually a political act to be happy and to choose happiness despite everything that is going on, despite the fear and the disappointment and the frustration and everything. I think for me, it's an act of activism. So I'm working and finding ways to work towards that. And it's not just about being like blind to everything. No. I know I can feel it in my own soul. I just decided to act against the natural feelings that could come. And I just want to be happy, and I want to share that happiness with you. So, yes, 10 things. 10, not 3, because for me, 3 weren't not enough. I needed more, so I do that 10 in the morning, 10 in the night. The second thing that I do that is really important, it's always about the brain. Brain is so important, and I will talk about it until I die, I think. And I will keep on sharing the things that I found in my research about this so you can understand how it impacts the way you behave. Once you've done your ritual and you're like, yes, I found 10 things. You need to have this kind of micro celebrations where you tap yourself on the shoulder and be like, oh, good job, girl, or good job, boy, you did your homework. And you did that because it's a step further towards the goal that you said you wanted to achieve. Why do you need to do that? You need to do that because there is in your brain something called the reward system, like the reward circuit. And this reward circuit basically is when something good happened to you and you acknowledge it and you are happy about it, you are gonna have some release of dopamine, which is the hormone of basically pleasure and happiness. And it's just a signal to your brain saying, oh, this is good. We like this. Let's do it again. So the more you're gonna do that, the more you're gonna actively reward yourself from putting that action, which is gonna change the way you think, the more your brain is gonna be happy about it because he loved his dopamine and you're gonna love it too. So it's really being active, doing things with purpose, not waiting for stuff to come because, again, old habits are so strong. What you need to do is to create new ones. New ones and those habits, you need to reward yourself every time. Every micro step you make has to be a way, has to be an opportunity for you to celebrate. You need to do that. Believe me, your brain is gonna like this so much. It's gonna be, oh, that feeling was dope. What did we do? Oh, we woke up and said 10 things that we loved. Okay, I'll do that every day, all day, every day. And then you're gonna see yourself during the day being thankful for stuff. Be like, oh my God. Wow, this flower is amazing. I'm so thankful to be able to see that. Or, oh my God, I talked to that stranger and he smiled and he told me that, oh, my shoes were dope. How beautiful is that? And that's in those little moments of life that you know and remember that being alive is such a dope act, is such a dope thing. And it has to be celebrated and it has to be remembered every day because the world is going crazy. So, if you want to choose joy, if you want to really change the way you think, and if you want to be an actor in your own life and a positive actor, it's really simple. Just do those two things. Right in the morning, 10 things for which you're thankful for. During the day, don't forget to be thankful for little things in your own end. Be like, oh my God, I'm so thankful for that. Or I'm thankful for my friend. I'm thankful for this love, blah, blah, blah. And once you do that every day, reward yourself by saying, that's good. You are doing good and you are putting a step towards your goal to be a little bit more happy. So that's good. Dopamine is gonna be released. You're gonna feel dope and then you're gonna do it again. And you do that also at night. 10 things. It's a lot. It's not a lot because your day is 24 hours. So I'm sure there are more than 10 things that are happening that are amazing. Voilà. That's pretty much it for today. I hope this episode resonated with you and I hope that it helped you. Maybe find ways to change the way you think, because you are just in control, to be honest, despite what the society wants you to believe, you are in control of your thoughts. And even though it's going to require work, you can do it. You really can do it. And I'm doing it right now. I am pumped. I'm happy. And it's not something that is just, I'm not pretending. It's something that's coming deep within. It's just, you know, gratitude is a muscle, it's a religion. So practice your religion. Practice gratitude every day, and then you're gonna see your life will change. Before signing out, first thing, don't forget that I'm a coach, and if you wanna work with me on those subjects, those particular subjects, for instance, if you feel stuck, if you need some boost of motivation, if you need to level up in some ways, don't hesitate to contact me. I would love to work with you. We have a special offer this month with my sisters. We offer you the 21st minutes of coaching free by telephone or by Zoom, so we can start to talk about what's going on in your life and how I can help you help yourself. Second of all, if you listen to this podcast till the end, make sure you share it with at least two people that you think are going to be touched by my words. It's called spread the love. And I really count on you to do that. It's so important and it helps grow the community. And third, just take care of yourself, take care of your mental health, and don't forget that the most important moment in your life is the one you are living right now. Thank you again. That was Valerie for Amulet Podcast.